Ruth Gruber died last week at age 105. She was an accomplished journalist and humanitarian, but in Oswego, she's remembered and celebrated for the role she played when the United States offered safe harbor to 1,000 European refugees during World War II. Gruber worked for the Department of the Interior when she was chosen to escort the mostly Jewish refugees on their voyage to America. They were housed at Fort Ontario in Oswego for the remainder of the war. Eventually, Gruber championed the refugees' fight to gain American citizenship. WRVO was able to capture her story in an interview with Gruber in 1984. To honor her legacy, WRVO's Payne Horning has some of the highlights from that interview.
Ruth Gruber recounted in detail to WRVO more than 30 years ago about what she called the most important assignment of her life. Gruber discusses how the United States government approached the monumental task of choosing whom to save. It was 1944 and the height of the Holocaust.
Adolf Eichmann had begun selecting Jews in Hungary in April 1944. Now it was July 1944, and he'd already selected 550,000 Jews for death in Auschwitz. And we were selecting 1,000 for life in America. And the man who had been sent over to select them had a breakdown. Said, I can't go on playing God. So they had to give the job to several other people. And the 1,000 were selected carefully because Roosevelt wanted it to be a mixture. It wasn't to be all Jews. It was to show the world that, that there were other refugees, as indeed there were, besides Jews. And he wanted them selected so that they could run the camp wherever possible by themselves. So various skills had to be taken into account, and families had to be kept intact, and then anybody with a contagious or communicable disease was kept out.
Gruber also discusses how she came to collect the refugees' stories that she later detailed in a book called Haven.
After a little while, and we got to know each other, I said to them, you have to tell me what you've been through, because America and the world doesn't know yet what's happened. You're the first witnesses coming into America. And some of the men said, we can't tell you. What they did to us was so obscene, and you're a woman. I said, forget if you can that I'm a woman. Remember only that through you, the world will learn at last the truth of Hitler's crimes. So they talked. And morning and night, we walked up and down that deck. And they told me stories of courage, of terror, of risking their own lives to save other lives, of running from one border to another, always just ahead of the Nazi armies, of hiding in sewers and caves.
After the war was over, the refugees' future was uncertain. Gruber talks about how they eventually gained American citizenship.
The Justice Department said they have to go back. They have no status. Nazi prisoners of war had status. They were enemy aliens. But these refugees, guests of President Roosevelt, had no status. They were on a planet somewhere, swimming somewhere up in space. In the Interior Department, we kept saying, how can a country of 137 million, which is all we had then, not take in 1,000 refugees? Finally, President Truman, who was becoming aware of the DP problem, the displaced persons problem in Europe, decided to overrule the bureaucracies. And on Christmas, as a present, he made this wonderful speech, and I can still see him, you know, because he would rehearse his speeches all the time, and I can see him making that speech in which he said that we were now so aware of what was happening to the survivors of this terrible tragedy in Europe, and the United States would take in 3,900 a month, because that was inside the quotas. You know, the quotas were carved in stone, the holy quotas. And the first of those 3,900 would be the 1,000 refugees at Oswego.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.
This 1984 interview by WRVO is archived at SUNY Oswego and Penfield Library's Special Collections.